Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There is still no agreement between congressional Republicans and President Biden to resolve their standoff over the federal government's debt limit. If Congress doesn't act to raise the debt ceiling, the government won't have enough money to pay all its bills, and officials say that would be catastrophic. One of the three major credit agencies is putting the U.S. on notice. As NPR's David Gura reports, Fitch has changed its outlook to rating watched negative.
U.S. debt still has a AAA rating from Fitch, and the rating agency doesn't expect that to change. But Fitch says its new outlook, quote, reflects increased political partisanship that's hindering reaching a resolution to raise or suspend the debt limit before early June, when the Treasury Department says it's likely the U.S. will be unable to pay its bills. Fitch says it still believes lawmakers and the White House will reach an agreement, and the U.S. won't default on its debt for the first time in history. But this is an acknowledgement there isn't much time to make a deal, to get it through Congress. The U.S. also has a AAA rating from Moody's. S&P Global lowered its rating a notch in 2011 and hasn't raised it since. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has officially entered the race for the Republican presidential nomination. It's a direct challenge to frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, last night's kickoff for DeSantis did not go smoothly.
DeSantis announced his entry into the race during a conversation with CEO Elon Musk on Twitter. The live chat was delayed and interrupted by technical glitches. DeSantis talked about his efforts to combat ideas he calls woke in schools and corporations. He said his easy reelection as Florida governor showed he was the Republican candidate who's best positioned to regain the White House.
My pledge to you is this. If you nominate me, you can set your clock to January 20th, 2025 at high noon, because on the west side of the U.S. Capitol, I will be taking the oath of office as the 47th president of the United States.
Shortly before entering the race, DeSantis signed a law that allows him to remain governor of Florida while running for president. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The United Nations held a donor event yesterday to raise humanitarian aid funding for people living in the Horn of Africa. Linda Fasula reports from New York. $800 million were pledged, and more than half of that funding is coming from the United States.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said America's new contribution of $524 million will bring its total aid for the Horn of Africa this year to more than $1.4 billion through September. The region is facing a protracted drought, food insecurity, floods, and the dire impact of conflict. Thomas Greenfield also chided the world community for not being generous enough in contributing aid.
Linda Fasulo reporting. You're listening to NPR News. Super Typhoon Mawa is storming across the Pacific, and it's aimed at Taiwan. Top sustained winds are at 166 miles per hour. The typhoon swept by the U.S. territory of Guam. The island's governor says no one was killed, but there are injuries and substantial damage. Parts of Guam got more than 2 feet of rain. The latest results from the 2020 U.S. Census show that over the past decade, the country saw the fastest growth of the age 65 and older population in more than a century. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports, the spike is mainly driven by aging baby boomers.
Since the 2010 census, the number of people living in the U.S. who are 65 and older grew by almost 40% to close to 56 million. That's more than five times faster than the country's total population. The Census Bureau says one big reason is that baby boomers, who were born between 1946 and 1964, started turning 65 in the last decade. This growth in the older population is expected to slow down by 2030. While the U.S. ages, it's also seeing a drop in the number of children, which tracks with the birth rate decline since 2015. Still, the Bureau says the U.S. population can be considered relatively young compared to those of Japan, Canada, and many European countries with larger shares of older residents. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
A formerly prominent South Carolina lawyer convicted of murdering his wife and son is facing nearly two dozen federal fraud charges. Alec Murdoch is accused of scheming to steal millions of dollars from former clients. He's already serving a life term without parole. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.